WJR Oshkosh.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump at an event in Glendale, Arizona, alongside former Fox host Tucker Carlson, saying this about former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who supports Kamala Harris.
She's a radical war hawk. Let's put her with a rifle standing there with nine barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it. You know, when the guns are trained on her face.
Vice President Kamala Harris in Las Vegas telling voters,
we all know we have an opportunity in this election to turn the page on a decade of Donald Trump trying to keep us divided and afraid of each other. We're done with that. We're done.
65 million Americans have already cast ballots ahead of Election Day on Tuesday. Americans today get their last major look at the state of the economy before the election. The Labor Department will release the unemployment report. Numbers are expected to be skewed a bit because of the Boeing strike and the recent hurricanes in the southeast. This is ABC News. We are getting a new look at the investigation in Argentina after the death of singer Liam Payne. He died last month after falling from the balcony of a Buenos Aires hotel. ABC's Allison Cossack.
Police analyzing security footage. Sources say video shows Payne had fallen asleep twice in the lobby, clutching a bottle of whiskey. At one point, sources say, staff used an escort app to call two women to the lobby. And Payne allegedly offered them $5,000, but did not pay them, sources say, because he was intoxicated. Sources say the security cameras show a hotel employee buying drugs. Police are investigating whether that employee gave Payne the drugs.
Drugs were also found in Payne's hotel room. Hyundai is now set to start production next year on a new hydrogen-powered SUV. The company says it will also be able to run on electricity and could be powered up at home. The vehicle set to make its debut this month at the Los Angeles Auto Show. This is ABC News.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
The Bucks losing streak continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks won their season opener in Philadelphia. Since then, they've lost four in a row, this time in Memphis, to the Grizzlies, 122-99. So what do they need to do to get out of this slump? Brooke Lopez.
We need a little energy, someone to wake us up, yell at us, pick us up, whatever it is. We're going to figure this out eventually, you know? We're going to be a different team in March.
The Bucks host the Cavaliers tomorrow night. College football, the Badgers on the road tomorrow night against the Hawkeyes. Kickoff at 6:30. Iowa favored by 3 points. NFL, the Packers host the Lions Sunday. Jordan Love dealing with that groin injury. Safety Xavier McKinney, who leads the league in interceptions, named the NFC Defensive Player of the Month, Coach Jeff Hafley.
When you play good defense together and you have success and you win games, guys are going to get rewarded, and he deserves to be rewarded. He, in my opinion, is the best safety in the NFL.
That's the Packers defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. U.S. Congressman Adam Schiff is proposing legislation that would help keep film and TV production here in the United States. Variety reports that the film industry has wanted these incentives for a long time to help keep production from going overseas. Production in the U.S. has dropped consistently the last 3 years. Variety says the federal incentives would supplement incentives that already exist in states like Georgia, New Mexico, and Illinois. The shower scene in the film Psycho is iconic and made people scared to take showers. Compared to a new shower scene in Terrifier 3, the psycho scene would be considered subtle, maybe even a love scene. Terrifier 3 is getting attention from the amount of people walking out of the film absolutely disgusted with said scene. One person in the UK actually vomited while watching the scene where two lovers are chainsawed to death in the shower. Filmmakers used 110 gallons of blood. What's really scary is there were probably some people in the audience watching with a smile on their face. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop into the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine, warmer, mid to upper 50s, and then we have more rain on the way Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we'll be live from Fox City Stadium, the home of the Timber Rattlers, a Tracy Olson of the Lincoln Project, your calls and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning.
We made it.
We are in the house.
Yeah.
We are. Yesterday at this time, 24 hours ago. Yeah,
we were.
And you know what my favorite part was? My favorite part was when you go, Todd goes, are you going north or south? Are we going north or south? And Jim goes, we're going left.
Yeah.
That was... I mean, I've had some instances like that where you think you're going to be late and it's crazy. But
well, I'll tell you one thing. I'm going to be honest with you. I give this guy credit. We made 27 miles in about 10 minutes. State Patrol be damned. And actually, Todd, one of the things was because there had been one. We'd gotten that alert.
Right, which is cool.
Speed, not trap, speed something up ahead. Okay. Yeah.
It's like, oh, speed crap. Check.
And we're coming close and it's, I go, he's faced the other way. Go!
That is true.
I kind of wish that would have been on the air.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
We felt bad.
But we anyway, were ripping everybody.
Yeah, I bet you were.
Except us.
Yeah, I was listening this morning. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah. I texted her this morning at 4:30 said, you know, don't get lost on the way to work today. I'm like, okay, it's six blocks away. I made it. And I was talking to my brother, and he goes, are you kidding me? Like that's...
No, we're not kidding.
But that's kind of like almost weird that we would that we'd go that far through Fond du Lac. He goes, you were on the other side of Fond du Lac? I'm like, yeah. He goes, you've been to Oshkosh a million times. I said, yeah.
I'm going to be totally honest with you, though, Jim. I thought we were going like, wow, this is taking... But you're the driver, and you always assume, I'll drive.
Yeah.
It's like, he's in charge. Yeah. He's whatever. Okay. So I just didn't want to say anything. I thought, okay, he knows this back way to get
when
in.
When I picked you up, at which would be 26 hours ago at 4:15.
Yeah.
What did I say? Put this in your phone. And what did you say? I don't have the address.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not all my fault. Co-pilot's job
whose job is it to co-pilot, have the address? The driver or the co-pilot?
Co-pilot is supposed to, because then you don't want to distract the driver. So the co-pilot's
No. It's the navigator.
So Terry just texted.
Todd's the navigator. All right, Todd screwed up.
Terry just texted in. Glad the Magellan brothers made it home.
Somebody else did comment to me because I met such about Lewis and Clark. They said, "Can you imagine if you guys were with Lewis and Clark? You'd be in like Nova Scotia."
Oh my God.
We found the Pacific.
Did you make it this morning? It's really dark.
Yeah. Anyway, that was fun. Is Oshkosh great or what?
Oshkosh is the people are fun that come in. Yeah. That was really Todd. I gotta give you kudos, man. You know, here's Todd.
Studio's
what
great.
Time do you get up in the morning?
3:30.
3:30. Gets up at 3:30. Goes home. Takes a shower. Gets ready for work. They used to be my old joke. And
got it.
Time to get up.
Yeah, I got it.
3 o'clock and I went home.
Did you
home.
Get that, Jim?
Yes.
Okay.
Jeez.
That's very old. Very old.
Well, very old. I am old, Jim. Jeez. I am okay. old, Jim. I am old.
Yeah, that is. I'm not. And you're not
I'm
even
tired
over
of
here.
You giving away some of the punchlines on my golf jokes. Left-handed. He's like, that's the punchline. Yeah.
He actually, in his defense, he said it after you said it. So he lets you give the punchline, but he was there with it.
It was close.
It was close, but I. Okay.
But you did give him the grace, Jim.
I did. I didn't drive back with him, so I didn't listen to get yelled at all the way.
Isn't it scary, though, that you could be driving and really not know what the heck you're doing and not paying attention?
Yeah. But
I just in our defense, so let's talk about
it. We did talk about this.
Okay, we did. All right, they don't want to hear it again.
But it was 90% big trucks.
And lack of state highway lighting.
And there were times, like there was this one, I bet, and we probably were in the wrong for traveling the left lane, but I bet we went 10 miles on the left side of that truck. Remember?
Well, it was a couple trucks, but yeah.
Okay, yeah, but I mean, we were in the left lane.
We were in the left lane a lot.
But with those cops, so we were going, what, 80?
Yeah, 80, 81.
So we would have had to go well over 85 to pass these, and they're cops. We've never seen cops like that, ever.
Right.
No, and
we didn't want to get speeding tickets.
No.
This is you guys on the way to Oshkosh yesterday.
Since I'm driving on a ticket now. So.
He's on parole.
One more and I'm done.
You guys are like Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh, absolutely.
Wow. That was just a lot of fun. I hope we do that more often.
I agree, Todd. That's what I'm saying. So Todd gets up at 3:30.
Yep.
Yeah.
Drives for an hour to come into here. Mm-hmm. Gets our entire show planned.
Right.
Makes copies of everything we're going to be doing.
Right.
Gives us all the show prep you could possibly ask for.
Yes.
Drives back an hour. Stays here, does more stuff. Drives back to Oshkosh. Stays there till 9 o'clock at night. Building the studio.
Yeah.
Gets up at 3:30. Has coffee. Has donuts. Could not ask for a greater producer than this guy.
That was
could
great.
Not ask for
that
one.
It was a nice welcome.
Yep.
So we talked about it on the way home. We'd love to do that again and again.
Yeah.
That was just. Everybody there is so friendly, and we love Oshkosh too. I mean, we can't find it, but once we find it, we love it.
That's a good point.
Did you guys get out of town okay?
Yes, you were right, but you're not. You were totally right.
I know. I realized when I was driving away.
Okay,
So on this side of the bridge, it's Oregon. On that side, it's Jackson.
Did I say that, John?
You did.
And we get yelled at on the way home.
But the last thing in the world, you know what? Of all the things in the world, I mean, we would have better odds of trying to call Putin than there would be of us calling you asking for directions again.
Oh, God, that's funny.
I don't care if we circled that town for 3 days. Yeah. We were not going to call you again and ask for more directions. No.
I drove away yesterday and go, oh, man, because I just think of it.
Jackson,
you know it. Yep. Oh, man, I'm glad you guys.
It was no problem.
I'll tell you what, I was so impressed at the looks of that arena when we came in.
That's nice.
That is great.
Yeah.
Yep.
That is just awesome. And
that was fun having Joe on. I just, those shows they have coming up, I mean, it's just, it's a great city.
Yeah. No.
We have a lot of great cities in our listening area, and we'd like to go to any
one
of them. We'll go to them, but, I mean, we can only broadcast from here, Oshkosh, because that's where our studios are.
Right.
That was,
how'd Trick or Treating go for you last night?
I was on 245, a little down a little bit.
Do you actually count the number?
Well, you buy the candy and comes in boxes.
Still a lot of kids.
Yeah, it was great. And, I just want to say, they are so respectful.
Yeah.
And just like when we were kids, if the kid takes a candy bar because
he doesn't say thank you.
Right, the parents say that.
Yeah.
What do you say? It's like, that's cool.
This has happened to me when I've had to go. Because, Halloween is never, so some days I'd have to work and we're the home, so we'd leave out. The thing, and it'd always be empty, of course. Please take one, yada, yada, yada. I saw a couple things, because the thing is, now they got those ringers. Yeah.
To watch you.
Yeah. Right. And, this one kid was probably 160 pounds, just in sweats, just a pig mask or type of thing,
Yeah.
And he's on camera taking that entire thing, dumping the entire thing into his bag.
And they got him on ring?
Yeah.
Oh, then that was
Well, you can't see his face. Kept the mask on.
I see.
But you know what I mean? Kid's probably 14.
Right.
It's like, really?
Yeah.
You got these 5 and 6 year old little kids coming up that are so excited to get a little candy bar, and there's nothing. How can you do that?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate people sometimes.
What was fun about trick or treating? I just saw some neighbors that I haven't seen in a while. I don't know if it was COVID or if it was I missed them last year or whatever it was. But so that was fun. That's a great event. I think that's a great holiday. I think the kids deserve that. And they were just so, we were talking about that last night, and they were just so friendly and thank you.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, it was great. So good time.
And even like when you hear them like talking and they're running up, you know what I mean? That, there's something special about that.
And then I have a mummy that is like wrapped up in white, a mummy I hang upside down on the porch.
Oh, okay.
So I,
yeah.
How are you doing? And I say to the kids, that's my mummy. You know,
yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't think it. They
do you dress Milton? Lecture.
Huh?
Do you dress Milton?
No, I don't. He sits there. He actually got.
He doesn't get scared, huh?
No, in the beginning, but then he chills. He settles down. He said, I get it. It's Halloween. I forgot. So.
Yeah. I got this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of, I was looking today, and it's just coincidental, but do you see what today is?
Lawyer Day?
No.
Keep going. Here.
All Saints Day, Deep Fried Clams Little Day. I'll take those. Pet Groomer Day?
It is. It's Pet Groomer Day. And it's weird because we put his appointments out quite far, you know, with the holidays and Christmas and all. But his appointment's today. So,
Paul Pert, you get bring the pet groomer something?
Yeah, well, you tip him all the time. Like, you tip your hairdresser.
A couple of extra candy bars. And laughs.
Yeah. Like 45.
Thanks, honey.
Like 55.
Three Musketeer bars that nobody eats.
Well, I love those.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like anything marshmallowy.
Oh,
I
yeah.
like it. Just no. like, and for some reason, the mix of those two things together, the chocolate in that, I like it.
I was seeing the top 10 for calories per size.
Oh, God.
Twix.
Top?
That's the best.
Top,
yeah. No, the worst.
Money's worth? Oh, calories. For calories. Calories. Okay.
Yeah. That surprised me because it seems like there's much think? In a.
No, that seems kind know. Of. Yeah.
As you would wafer. Think like it's like a diet candy bar.
Right. Yeah, right. That's right? The wafer. I was really surprised. Well, it said Twix.
No, I took the.
I don't see that.
You know, the Hershey's, the chocolate bars, those big bars. And Donald will use that to make like chocolate chip cookies, and the rest of it I just threw in the freezer for I don't know,
for one of those days when you're just feeling like you need to go in the freezer after a workout and grab a giant Hershey bar.
That is true.
For one of those days.
Yeah. So I don't know.
You know what I do though? All right, I don't anymore, but I used to. I would take those Hershey bars, and I do this with everything. Kind of. This could sound crazy. Put a piece of cheddar cheese on it.
Oof.
Then peanut butter.
Well, that peanut butter.
Put it in the microwave for about 6 to 8 seconds.
Yeah.
It's delicious. The cheese melts on the chocolate, then the peanut butter kind of melts amongst both of those.
Peanut butter I get, because that's like a Reese's.
Yeah, the yin and the yang. When you have cheddar cheese and the sweet chocolate and the peanut butter, it is phenomenal. When I own my own place, I'm going to serve that.
Where'd you come up with that? Is that your own, or did your mom do that, or what?
No, just on my own.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'd have to think about that. I don't think so.
I was that bad guy who would open the fridge
and then
would stand there for the next 20 minutes, like just. No,
we all do that.
You know what I mean? Yeah, what else do I got in there? What would this taste like with that?
I love that commercial that used to be on where the guy just takes everything out, you know, the cold cuts, and the cheese, and the bread, makes this big sandwich, and the mayonnaise jar is empty.
Empty, he takes every piece. That's right, because you would hear the clanging of the. No, you're right.
That's me.
Yeah.
That is me.
Yeah.
I need to put everything back.
Yeah, I would have to have my mayo too. Yeah. I have to have
so
my mayo.
What that commercial taught me is to check the mayo first and then build a sandwich. So
I can't eat a sandwich without mayo.
No, right.
I got a mayo on everything.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. Okay, I was thinking about that. We're looking at these little
menus.
From 1943.
Yeah.
And I forget what there was where there's a substitution for like 5 cents. And I forget what it was or added for. Okay. So I was at a restaurant. We were at a restaurant in Manitowoc. Okay. Mm-hmm. And cheeseburger and fries. Whatever. And I said, I'm so sorry. I forgot. I said, instead of ketchup, can I get just a little thing of mayo? I use mayo with my fries.
No, they didn't upcharge you.
Dollar.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Now, I'll be honest with you. When it comes down to where should we go for. I think of that, and I don't go there.
Yeah, neither would I.
You know what I mean? How their $1 of this tiny little thing of mayonnaise just lost my business. Yeah. I don't know if I sound weird about that, but just, I don't know.
All right,
we got a great show. Frankie Bag of Donuts Winters is going to be on. Back after this. No matter what it takes,
he's pounding down. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future. But some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to well-funded schools. Wisconsin voters will be asked to change the state constitution on their November ballot. This anti-voter constitutional amendment could disenfranchise or create barriers for eligible voters. We're not going back. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is urging voters to vote no on the November 5th constitutional amendment.
Do you have a home you'd like to rent out but don't know where to start? Consider Simple Life Rentals, a property management company partnered with booking sites like Airbnb and Expedia, amplifying your home's exposure to the marketplace. Simple Life Rentals screens guests and creates an owner portal with analytics, rental agreements, and legal guidelines. We give you complete visibility into how your manager's doing, ensuring your property is well-maintained and maximizing your return on investment. Get peace of mind. Simple Life Rentals.
Hello, John Zarbano here, and I'm running to represent you in Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District. I want to evict Glenn Grothman from Congress, and I need your help. Wisconsin now has fair election maps, yet many people may not participate this November because they don't register. I'm speaking now directly to the 100,000 unregistered citizens of our district. Your voice matters. You can register to vote at your clerk's office or online at myvote.wi.gov and click register to vote. Your vote counts. If you care about women's rights, if you care about working people getting a living wage, if you care about clean air, clean water, our very planet, vote. Vote like your democracy depends on it. I'm John Zarbano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by John Zarbano for Congress.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back, Line with the Mayor. On the first day of November, and folks, if you have not been outside yet, It feels like the first day of November. Doesn't it though?
Was it windy up here last night?
Yeah.
Well, oh my gosh, it was windy in Oshkosh.
It was. I don't know where you were, Jim, but
I was handing out candy.
No. Earlier in the day, where it went from super windy to all of a sudden it's like, is that thunder?
There were some thunderstorms. Yeah.
And just crazy thunder and stuff. Then for it was a weird sort of night, and I was just so hoping that the kids could have.
Well, it was good. I think so.
But then it kind of calmed down, right?
It did, but there were some kids who were like just doing the dads are like three more houses. You know, they just want to get a little bit. They're not going to go for, 30, 40 houses.
I think my daughter did that with my daughters. I think they went to like a Halloween party and they did like 10 houses on the block. So right. You still have that thrill.
And you still get in, just go to the right houses, right?
Yeah.
We get the good candies.
Yeah. So that's good. I hope everybody had a great time last night trick-or-treating. Hope everything was safe. Hope everybody had a great time.
Yeah, it was a good time.
But it is 38 degrees in Green Bay, 36 in Appleton, 36 in Oshkosh. But there is a stiff wind out there. Hang on a second.
Oh, he's going to do his thing.
Yeah.
Okay, the wind is coming from the west at 9 to 11 miles an hour.
Not bad. Northwest at 9.
Oh, that's really close.
And you just saw it. I just ran from looking out the window.
Yep.
I was just going to show you a couple trick-or-treaters.
Holy cow.
Yeah, they do it. They do it right.
So those are inflatables?
Yeah.
I've never seen those. Like, that's cool. So big. It's like something from a parade.
It's like this big chicken. This other guy came with like this monster. And the dad said, it's a fan, a battery operated fan.
I was going to say, how do they keep them inflated?
With a fan, but it also keeps it cool. Now, I didn't need it last night, but.
Wow.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. That's what
I've never seen those.
That was pretty neat. So.
What were some of the common themes you saw? Like topical. Oh,
There's stuff that I don't know. Tell you that.
Superhero type
Needle
things.
Juice thing, superhero stuff. Yeah. No, it was a good mix of things. And everybody was wearing a costume. I remember we talked a little bit about sometimes kids just come. It was, they were all into it last night. So
like what me and DeLangelo did when we were 13?
Well, you just went out as Italians or what? Give me a pen.
He's a pen.
This isn't good, listeners.
Mr. Mino, if you have something to share with one person in the class.
Yeah, I can't do that anymore. we were talking during the break. A lot of visits we're going to be getting this weekend. We had President Clinton in town.
Yeah.
And, of course, we've got Vice President Harris is going to be in town. And Wisconsin's pivotal. I don't want to talk about elections. I really want to talk more about what an opportunity to showcase your community.
Yeah. No question there.
It is. It's just great. And it's the national media is there, and then they're going to say nice things about you if you treat them right. If the police, you know, and we do. So it's kind of fun. I mean, think of what Kimberly is, where she's going to be today, or some small town, Freedom or something.
I'm not sure, to be honest.
Yeah,
with you.
And then she's going to Madison. It was kind of like a pit stop. She's like, because Clinton's going to be here, and which, you know, he's a draw, but she's coming. She's going to be like, what, 20 miles from him. And I just, it's great for the, for that to get on national media. There's a lot of people don't know we have a Kokona, Wisconsin. So anyway,
I got to tell you guys this, because this is pretty cool. You know Todd Alba, because he's been on the show, and you guys have been on his show before. He's going to be actually broadcasting today from the Fox City Stadium.
Oh.
In Appleton. So he's doing his show from noon to two there. And then tonight he's going to be at Hinterland. And just so you know, like, the, if you want to go and meet him and kind of, first round.
On him? Wow.
I think some appetizers and a couple of drinks. So,
Or
whatever. So Hinterland.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
That's going to be a busy place because the Lions are coming in today.
Yeah.
And they come in droves. That, and Hinterland is at Lambeau.
Yeah.
You know, that's Scott who owns that.
Of course.
They do really well, so they're gonna. That place, it's gonna be a fun place to be tonight. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, not absolutely.
Just with Todd there, but with the whole
and
all he's the
actually
energy.
Gonna be at the game on Sunday too.
Oh, so. You know what I've told people from the UP, and most of them are Lions fans, because Packer fans have done. But I, because I've got half my family almost married, people that got married into my were Lions fans.
Yeah.
So people don't realize in the UP it is. I mean, it's like living in almost like a Chicago where you're White Sox or Cubs or
right.
You know, New York or
right.
Where you enter. And by the way, Jets. Rodgers looked really good in like the fourth quarter last night. I don't have that network. What network are the Thursday night games on?
I have no idea.
I have no
it's
idea.
It's something stupid, isn't it?
I don't know. I can never. I go to the guide. I try everything, thinking maybe I've got this channel.
Yeah.
And I cannot find those.
He had a
horrible first half. Had like 61 yards passing in the first half, and then tore it up. And Devontae Adams had a touchdown. But this one guy, oh my God. The internet went crazy last night about how are you, if you're a Jets fan, are you just going to like just what's going to, because it can't get any worse. Scoreless game. Rodgers throws a pass to this guy, rookie, going in to score, I believe, his first touchdown of his NFL career.
Wow.
Showboats, drops the ball before he gets into the end zone, rolls out of the end zone, touchback, Houston's ball.
So Thursday night games are on Amazon Prime. If you have an Amazon membership, you can watch
them. Which I don't.
But if you did, you could also watch Haunted State, which is the series I'm on.
Oh,
so
okay. I get it. Okay,
that Amazon, we get that. So that's what we're, I didn't know what it was. Amazon is like, I told you, I know the Bezos, some people don't like him, but he's also like the entrepreneur of the century. Just everything about them is good. And we have Amazon Prime. I don't know if that comes with it, but it's free shipping.
Yeah,
I don't know if that comes with the TV.
I don't know their practices with their employees are great though.
I got to say something though too. But so I dealt with Amazon yesterday, and I got to be careful I'm asking this sincerely. What to do in these situations? So you guys know the situations with my book.
Yeah,
they screwed the printers through Amazon. Totally screwed something up. Had this other book included. It's you guys seen it? I've told you about it. It's, horrible situation for my books that I ordered that I've written.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are my books with my name on them. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I talked to Mike DuPlace, who was my, you know, guy, did the whole thing. And he said, here's, you know, contact these people, yada, yada. So I did twice. Okay. And the first time the guy says, oh, well, that's a different department type of thing. Please hold. Hold for 2 minutes. Your call has ended. Have to start all over again. And I'm explaining it starts with the chat. Then do you want to speak to somebody? I'm like, yes, let me explain this exactly.
Wow.
I got to be honest. I couldn't understand 90% of what the person was saying. Please don't take it like I'm saying, oh, either way, all I'm saying is I was trying so hard. And she even, I don't know, maybe it's a form thing, but she said, thank you so much for your patience and respect in dealing with this problem. You know, so I didn't go out.
Right.
But I'm just like, I'm trying so hard to understand what you're telling me to do, and I don't.
Were you
and
nice?
I hung up, not knowing.
Was your first? Were your first? Did you begin in a friendly way?
Because
if you weren't, he could have been just
faking
like,
it.
Like
no,
faking
I wasn't.
It. Like that, he could have been like rich little man, and he could have said, "What are you just to mess with
yeah,
you?"
Yeah, maybe.
But because you weren't nice to him,
so I hung up with no solution,
and that's exactly what he wanted.
Understand what they're saying? It's
I like, got him off the line.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's what he wanted.
Yes!
He was rich little.
Oh, stay with us. As I mentioned, Frankie Bagadona's coming up down the road. Mine on the Mayor.
And spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along?
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The H5N1 virus still making agriculture headlines. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. California dairy producers are still being challenged by that virus. We'll get an update next.
Tired of climbing ladders to constantly check grain bin levels? Mechanical level indicators failing often? Radar level technology from Bitmast Automation provides continuous, reliable level measurement you can depend on. Coupling radar sensors with a touchscreen control from Bitmast provides real-time visual indication of level with options for remote access, stack lights, and integration into a fully automated grain system. No more tossing rocks, climbing ladders, or keeping a raggedy old notebook for tracking grain levels. Bitmast Automation has the practical solutions for you. Learn more at automatemyfarm.com.
Detection rates are still very high in California's dairy population. That's according to Katie Burgess, dairy analyst with EverEgg. She said the break that California dairymen have gotten lately is a change in the weather.
They say that now the herds that are being impacted, as the weather's cooled off, it's not as dramatic anymore. But, I mean, still a big worry factor is you don't want to see your cows getting sick. So we do believe milk production is down out there, monitoring that situation carefully. And then just yesterday, USDA came out with some new guidance that they're going to start testing bulk tanks or testing milk samples. So we don't have too many details about that as of yet, but it does seem like the USDA is trying to take a next step to really understand this a little bit better.
Katie Burgess, broker analyst with EverEgg, on what's happening with H5N1 in California and potentially more testing from USDA. We'll keep you posted. Numbers are next.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
On Thursday, the barrel cheese dropped 6.5 cents down to 186. 40-pound block cheese lost a nickel to 184, while AA butter gained a quarter of a cent to 270¾ per pound. This morning, November Class 3 milk that goes into cheese up 3 at 2015. December's up 19, 1965. Meanwhile, December corn is up 2, currently at 413. November soybeans are up a dime at 993. December wheat 3 cents higher at 573, with July new crop wheat up a penny at 608. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand. Rolling into a Friday trade session. More news anytime you need it. Pop in at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yankee.
Have you ever loved
Reserve your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecue. Go to FishOnMarinette.com to learn more.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop into the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine, warmer, mid to upper 50s, and then we have more rain on the way Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Get your tickets today for the premier fall event, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues in Marinette, Wisconsin. Featuring 6 elite barbecue chefs, award-winning craft beer, and 2 iconic blues musicians. Kicking off the night, Hall of Fame inductee Joe Moss. Following Joe Taranzo Cannon. Playing tunes from his current number one album, Shut Up and Play. November 2nd at the Community Rec, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues. Go to fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig for more information.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversations in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversations. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter. From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Friday. It is Friday on a home week. Is there any better place to be in the United States right now? Okay, obviously the election thing, yada, yada, yada. I got all these big wheels coming in. That's fine. But you got the Packers at home against the best Detroit Lions team that in my lifetime, maybe I've ever seen.
Lions are favored.
Well, I don't think Love's going to play. I'm okay with Malik. I will say one thing. I think Matt LaFleur, when he's given a challenge, because this is one thing, and I loved Mike McCarthy as a person, as a friend, loved him, okay? I never thought he adapted right when Rodgers or Favre would be hurt.
Yeah,
or
throw in the towel.
Well, he would have their backups seemingly run the same plays that a Rodgers or a Favre would run. Well, you know what? Not everybody was Rodgers or Favre with their arm in throwing a football.
Yeah.
And I remember that one poor kid from UCLA. No, I can't remember his name. And it's when Rodgers broke his collarbone. And I remember I was at the game. I think it was against the Vikings. And it was a cold at Lambeau. It was a really cold, cold night. And they had Brent Huntley.
Mm-hmm.
And they had him throwing these deep touch balls in this really cold weather. And he didn't have much. And it was terrible.
Yeah.
I think LaFleur, not that he loves this kind of a challenge, but I think he kind of likes to be challenged a little bit. Okay, our starting quarterback, who's a stud, is out. This guy has different qualities. I'm going to game plan for what he does best and do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like that first game when first game when Love was out, I saw some running plays that I'd never seen before in Green Bay Packers. In all the football I've covered in my lifetime, which is a million games, he had some uniquely designed running plays like I've never seen.
Because Love was out.
Yeah,
that's good coaching.
So what that does is that makes it hard for the other team to defensively game plan against him.
Yeah.
Because they could look at all the tape they want of Jordan Love, but he ain't going to do you any good.
Yeah.
Because they're going to go with a different style with Malik Willis. I think LaFleur is one of the best I've ever seen at doing that. You know, because sometimes, the Packers, McCarthy, again, God bless him. I'm just saying football-wise. It was always that next man up, Adam. Next man up. Okay, he's down. You're up. And we're going to run the same place.
Right. That's a good point. Love might play, though, right?
He might. They're going to keep it as quiet as humanly possible because they want the Lions to spend as much time studying Malik Willis as they do. You know what I mean? So that's gamesmanship that teams play.
The over-under is 48.
I'd go under.
No, I was, because of the weather, I might.
What is the forecast? Rain?
Yeah, it's going to rain. I don't know. It's supposed to start raining around 11 and rain. It's 60% chance of rain is what I read. But what does that mean? It's going to rain for a half hour? Or then you read something else, it's like it's going to start raining at 5. Well, that'd be great. Then we get to play in 56-degree weather. It'd be awesome.
I'll tell you what, for whatever you do about meteorologists, they had it exact for that game a few weeks ago where they predicted rain. At kickoff,
they predicted daylight,
but it was nice, and literally 10 minutes before kickoff, it got dark.
Oh, you're right.
It just started.
That
pouring.
Is true. That is true. They did call that one right on. That yes,
because I was thinking, oh, I'm sure Jim's happy. The meteorologist blew a forecast, and then literally,
I love meteorologists. What are you saying?
The skies just got dark, it unleashed.
It did. So I gotta look a little bit, but if it's not gonna rain, I'm going with the over.
Even if Willis is quarterback, huh?
Because you're not going to know about this.
Well, they're going to run the ball a lot more.
So
the clock is going
to
roll more.
When is it done that you have to
say? I think Sunday morning.
Well, maybe I'll go out there Sunday.
Oh, I wouldn't place a bet on this one until literally 10 minutes before game time.
Okay. Yeah, I see.
Yep, I would wait. I do want to go out there tomorrow, though, and get that really obscure, because this would be the last game of the year for a lot of these really obscure schools like Sacred Heart. Yeah. You know what I mean? These
colleges.
No. And bet on some of them. I think that's fun, taking flyers in these schools you've never heard of.
That's playing darts. That's not. No. I would. You don't know anything about Sacred Heart.
I do.
You don't even know where it is.
I do. I do, too.
Where is it?
East.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just saying.
That's no. That's throwing all right. darts. I got to study it a little bit. Not a lot of it, a little bit. Hey, I see, you know, how I kind of took a little bit of interest in betting
okay.
on the presidential
hey, Todd,
election.
Todd,
did you see
Todd,
that?
Todd, no, hang on.
It
hang
got
on,
okay
yeah,
by
hang
the
on,
Supremes.
Hang on, hang
yes,
on, hang on.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You need to do more research. You don't research everybody.
Okay. To the guy who won six games in a row against the
he
spread.
Did. He
Ooh.
Did.
Six
he did.
In a row.
He did. I saw the
six
money.
In
he
a
took,
row.
He took a picture of the
Quiet,
money and sent it to me.
Don't say anything more.
Okay. Well, you guys, Julie doesn't know?
About, no, what do I do with the money?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, now I want to know. I'll slide Jim a 20 later to
I
find out.
I just want to say that the you know, how you... the. You know, love capitalism and the entrepreneur. You can't bet on presidential elections in the United States, right?
I don't know.
But
I was
no,
asking
no, no,
you
no,
that.
You can't.
Does Vegas have odds?
What you do is you, like, you buy shares in like an election pool. It's just a way around it.
Through so, who? Through where?
Oh, there's some couple
like
companies that are doing that. Nah, I don't think you can go to Oneida. But so there is. I got to figure out how to get that. But I don't want to talk about the odds. But they've got. What did they say? I don't know. Like, there's like I don't know, $1 billion bet on this race?
Really? I know Britain, you
the
can bet
crypto
on
guys are
anything.
Big. Thing. Yeah.
So I don't know. Can you, or like offshore betting, or you don't hear much
no,
about
no, no,
that
it's
anymore?
Not. This is legal. It's
I know that, but Britain, it's legal. Can an American place a bet
over there?
A gambling place in England?
Oh, I'm sure. That's
you'd
not,
think internet wise,
yeah,
you'd be able to
yeah,
just.
Yeah, we can buy stuff from there. Yeah, I'm yeah. sure. I don't know. We shouldn't bet on presidential elections.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm Why not?
I was trying I mean, to sound like a nice guy.
Well,
I
you're just... not. Be who you are.
Right,
claim yourself, Jim.
Oh, I'm betting.
We know who he is.
Yeah.
Forget about this facade. You're not running.
But the, yeah.
This
right.
is real you.
I'm done. That's, yeah. Anyway.
Love your pet lawyer. I mean, love your pet lawyer. Love your lawyer day.
Oh, that's like, okay, for what? Lawyer's moms?
Yeah, maybe. I've had some friends that were good lawyers, though. Although, yeah. Lawyers, you know what, lawyers, and I say this with love to all my real estate friends, lawyers are almost like real estate people. The one you have working for you, if they're a little nasty, I love this guy. I love who he is. The ones going against you, if they're a little nasty, yeah. What a jerk. I can't stand him. Blah, blah, blah.
That is so true. I, back in the day, way, way a long time ago, when I owned this business, my brother and I got taken in for something. And we had to go. And I just said to my brother, I said, next time, if this happens again, I said, I want that guy
the
on our
guy.
Side of the table.
That's exactly right.
He was.
That's exactly
and
what
we
I mean.
Did.
That's exactly what I mean.
There's good lawyers and there's
but
great
sometimes
lawyers.
Those ones that are whatever, you say to yourself, wish he was in my corner.
Yeah.
Yep. I agree. All Saints Day. We used to have to go to church on this day.
You still do.
Forever.
You still do.
Who's your favorite saint?
It's a holy day of obligation.
Who's your favorite saint?
Probably Saint Anthony.
Why?
Isn't that the patron of lost things?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Dear Saint Anthony, please come around. There's something that's lost that can't be found. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Did you ever do that one, Todd?
Because, you know.
No. Worked every time.
No.
I swear. Any Catholics out there, you tell me that you haven't lost something,
but,
and you prayed to St. Anthony, Celia. And you found it. And you it might have been in a place you looked before, and it wasn't there, and now it's there.
See, that's,
I'm just telling you.
I think our parents may have did that to us.
Possible.
So we believed. But
possible.
Anyway.
You
yes,
can't guarantee that.
And then tomorrow's, of course, All Souls Day. So.
Deep Fried Clams Day. Okay.
No.
Nothing.
No?
Yeah.
No.
No. No. I think I would have that before I would. Yeah.
Oysters.
Yeah.
Oh, clams are. It's just plain, right, in soup and stuff.
What's going on, though, in the country with food? With is it not E. coli, but Listerol? What is going on?
Oh, man.
Yeah, what is that?
In the quarter pounder with cheese?
Yeah.
Oh, that was killer. Yeah.
I mean, all these recalls for different places?
Yeah.
What's happening?
What is that? I read something about that. I can't remember.
Somebody help us out. That's in the food industry. What is going on?
How does that get in there? But it, yeah, they're concerned about it.
Yeah,
and, you know, and McDonald's, they're smart enough to, if you do business with McDonald's, and let's say you are the best price, the best service, the best, the most they'll ever do with you is 80% of their business, straws, meat, cheese, because if something like this happens, they need a go-to guy that's doing.
You mean
the
their 20%. Suppliers?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So,
oh, I see. Yeah, the backup.
The back.
Got it.
Because can you imagine that if they were, if you were trying to get their business and all of a sudden the other one goes under and they bought nothing from you? Yeah. You realize what that price would be?
Yeah.
So anyway, they're going to get this fixed. What are the, I got to look at that. That was a couple of days ago. I looked at that.
But that was scary. You know, some of those things like, well, I'd never buy yada yada. I'd never buy quarter pounders of cheese.
I know. That was very dangerous.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Pet groomer day, like you said.
Yeah. Great day. And tip your pet groomer.
Yeah, we didn't take our dogs to a pet groomer.
Well, no. Beagles really don't need that.
They don't. They're self-sufficient.
Really, you didn't take them off the chain and take them to the
pet. The only time we take them someplace is like
inside.
Well, no, they never came inside. Only time we take care of them or take them place is when we couldn't get some of the quills out of their mouth from porcupines. That was the worst thing when they'd tear into a porcupine. I'm going to be honest here. People, PETA can get after me or whoever they want. Man, we would kill every porcupine we found. I'll be honest with you. Did you?
I don't think I've ever seen a porcupine in my life.
Because if you ever had a dog with porcupine quills in his mouth.
They're in Wisconsin?
Oh, yeah. Porcupines? They're all over the place.
Huh.
But when you got a dog that tangles with a porcupine and they got those quills deep in their mouth and you got the vet, because we would try to take them out. The best way to take them out would be to snip them and then all of a sudden they would collapse more because they're hollow. The quills, they're full of air. So you snap them first, so they collapse. So then you'd be able to pull them out easier with the pliers. But some would be so far back, you'd have to take them to the doctors, to the vet, and they'd put like a muzzle on them and stuff and have to dig in there.
Did they put them out?
I don't think they put them on. Maybe they did something. I don't know. Anybody, give me somebody out there that's had a dog with porcupine quills in their mouth. It is the worst. We got Texter. St. Anthony is the best.
You know what?
But he said it. Tony, please come around. He could have helped you yesterday when you lost your way. Mary,
that is. That I is like good that. Point. Save that one.
That's, Mary, that is a very. Mary, give Mary a bell. Yeah. Mary, we're being a little bit more frugal with our bells. That deserved a bell.
That,
Mary.
That did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway. Birthday wise, Jenny McCarthy. Boy, she's struggling, huh?
Yeah.
She's got like MS and stuff too, and talking about it now, and only 52. And Sophie B. Hawkins. I got to be honest with you. Still one of my all-time favorite songs. One of the hottest songs. What's the word? Sultriest songs, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
That's it. I think if I was a woman, I'd be like Sophie B. Hawkins.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
Well, she sings on key.
She's good.
I remember when this song came out.
Me too. Want me to tell you the year?
Go for it.
92.
I thought 93. Let me just see. Let's see if I got it.
Damn! I wish I was your lover. What do you think?
Not even close.
All right. Well, it's the male version. 60.
Again, she's
what year, Todd?
Within key.
Not there yet.
Okay. Want to make a wager? That $5 you owe me?
No, I owe you $5. No, I don't. I have no idea.
I'm giving you a chance to win it back.
I was listening to that song trying to say, oh, I remember that. I don't even remember that song.
You don't remember? Oh, it was huge.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know.
And oh, my gosh, she said the word damn in a song. Yeah. Can we really play it?
Yeah, I know. Right? On All Saints Day?
That's why I didn't listen to it.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 60.
All right. Lyle Lovett is 67. You know, people always say, how did Lyle Lovett end up with, was it Julia Roberts for a while?
Yes.
I felt bad for him. You know what I mean?
Because of the jokes about
it. Yeah, still, right? Yeah.
What are you doing with her?
Right.
Yeah.
1992. There you go.
Johnny was right.
Johnny
again.
Was right.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Hey, today we've got Lisa Hale coming out. Lisa, we were so nice seeing Lisa yesterday at Oshkosh. She does a great job for us. And I love when she's the only person who ever says to us, use all.
Y'all
are crazy.
She does the plural. Plural.
She says that y'all a little different.
That's one
and then
reason.
She's the one. But did you? I don't know if you were in the room when she's talking about her pets.
Yeah.
Okay,
the spiders.
Oh.
Yeah.
Remember? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Translas.
Just translas for pets.
Yeah, and y'all crazy.
It's we're crazy.
Like, she messaged me during the show that you guys didn't see, and she said, I don't know how you put up with those two. They are nuts. Because she's used to being there kind of by herself in the morning, right?
Yeah.
So she had to put up with us.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But that's one reason. I love those southern accents like that. And that's one reason when I moved to Mississippi and live in a trailer and have my truck.
Like everybody else.
Yeah. And I'm going to hang out at those little roadside bars and eat gumbo.
Like everybody
And play Johnny Cash in the jukebox.
Mm-hmm. You can fit right in, Johnny.
And I'm going to develop a southern accent so they won't know I'm from the north.
That's
doable. And I'm going to dress like them.
And they sing
and
off key.
I'm going to be like,
sing off key. You're there. You're there.
Trailer. Damn! I wish I was your lover.
You aspire to live in a trailer. Johnny, where did you go wrong?
All right. I guess that'll break. Back at us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Real quick, raise your hand if you want to lose an additional 4 bands a year. Go ahead and put your hands up. Put your hands up. You voted for Kamala Harris. Oh, okay, my fault. Good, because I don't think people understand that voting for Trump means you will lose an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. If Trump is elected, he plans to add a 60% tariff on all imports from China. Anything in your house that says made in China, take the price that you paid for and add 60%. He plans to add a 20% tariff on all imports coming from every other country. With Kamala Harris's opportunity economy, she's not hitting you with the sales tax of doom. She's providing tax cuts to the middle and working class, so that means you will save an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. Plus the $25,000 she's literally handing to new homebuyers, like, you know who to vote for in this November's election. It's Kamala Harris. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Back from the store, dear?
Can you believe the grocery bill was over $200? Can't anybody in Washington vote no on these spending bills that drive up debt and inflation?
Glenn Grothman has always been one of the most frugal members of Congress. But I thought we were voting for Glenn for his work on the border to stop over 200,000 people a month from entering the nation illegally.
We have 850,000 new legal citizens every year who follow the law.
Dad, I'm voting for Glenn Grothman because he's advocating to keep the work centers open for people with different abilities so they can find their career.
Glenn stands up to the special interests. He takes no campaign donations from drug companies. He's also a proponent of ending race-based hiring.
He is outspoken, not afraid to take on the tough issues. And one thing I know about Glenn, he tells it like it is.
I'm Glenn Grothman, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Glenn Grothman for Congress.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hale coming up. We got Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. We've got Kevin Burkle from one Burkle's One Block Over.
Isn't she on
Oh,
now?
Lisa's on right now. Oh, it's that time already.
I am.
Oh!
John thought you were coming on at 7. I'm like, I'm looking at this. Yeah. I'm like, no, John. You read
I didn't have my glasses on, Jim.
You know, he's talking about all these great things that Todd does. And he puts this on our desk. It says right on here, 650 Lisa Hale.
He didn't say I actually read the stuff.
Yeah, right. Nowisco
right, Todd?
Weekend. So what are you working
Todd's
on?
Like, yeah, hey, that was hey, yesterday Todd's like, okay, John, I emailed you the direction. I didn't get it.
He emailed this to us,
yeah, you did, John. I could tell when you got... No, but you know what? I don't think that was me who read it. Some... No, John. Hi, Lisa.
How many other people are living in that brain, John, that you said it's not...
There's only a half a person.
Well, Lisa, at least you know what? I don't kiss my tarantulas goodnight.
Right.
I don't handle the tarantulas. I just look at the tarantulas.
We think that's weird.
Yeah. What do you feed them? Like dead flies?
No. Crickets. Oh. You feed them crickets or other bugs.
Okay.
You have to go. Do you catch them or you buy them or how do you, like, where do you find?
You can go to any pet store to get crickets to feed your tarantulas or your bearded dragons or anything like that.
They live or dead? The crickets?
Live.
Oh.
They want live prey. Yeah. Unless they're tiny little babies. And when they're babies, they're very, very
feeding
tiny.
Them nice. Yeah, real nice, Lisa.
Feed them the babies.
Wow, okay.
Okay, wow. You,
thanks for being here, Lisa.
Popular.
Let's move on.
Okay, let's just listen to Lisa Hale.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, wow. Okay,
I'm not even going to move to Mississippi anymore.
Yeah, Lisa, PETA.
They're all like her.
PETA online, too.
Exactly. Unbelievable.
I'm just going to say this. If I was ever to give a 20-minute TED Talk, somebody said, you have to give a TED Talk right now. Do it. It would be on spiders for me. I'm a little bit of an amateur entomologist. So.
Wow. I don't know if there's anything on Earth that would be in like natural life, you know, that we encounter in everyday life that people are more ooked out by generally than spiders.
Snakes.
But you're the other way. I know, but I mean, how often are you really going to run into a snake? You know, but every single day you could run into a,
that's
you could have a $1 million house and you can run into a really nasty spider.
That is true.
And let me tell you,
that's true.
I used to be deathly afraid of spiders. Of course, we're not talking about what we're supposed to be, but that's okay. Welcome to our show.
Really.
I lived in a beautiful home in Oshkosh that I just adored. And it was a nice, nice house. And there's this huge spider on the wall. And I texted the housemaid at the time and said, come kill the spider, because I was so afraid of them and could not deal with it. But I used my photography. I would take pictures and get as close as I could with my camera, and then would look up what the spider was, what their attributes were, and all of that. And that helped me. That's what my therapy was.
Well, yes and no, because I remember one time we had to do a thing in biology class or whatever with the microscopes. Remember? And when you take a spider or something like that and you blow up what they really do look like, their faces and their things.
Yeah, right.
It's like if that thing was bigger, we'd be running from them. Because they are vicious, vicious looking little animals.
They're vicious looking, but they're not really vicious, are
they?
No,
but they look. They look at, yeah, if they were bigger, it would be like, whoa.
I just remember when we did our, insect collections, right? We put the pins through them and what they're labeled, and we had to collect spiders. A lot of them aren't poisonous. They're not.
Well, hardly any are poisonous. I don't think we have any around here, do we? Any poison? They talked about the brown recluse one time. Or wolf spiders?
Wolf spiders are not. They're not. This is how you refer to spiders, because spiders are venomous, but whether or not they're medically significant is how you refer to them. And wolf spiders are not medically significant. There are only three species of spiders in the United States that are considered medically significant, and those are the black widow, the brown widow, and the brown recluse, of which if we have them in Wisconsin, it's because they've been transported from somewhere else. They can't survive in Wisconsin.
Like I said, a banana crate or something from wherever might have one.
That's the brown recluses. We do have black widows.
Are they native to Wisconsin, the brown recluses?
The brown recluses are.
Okay.
Well, not Wisconsin. As I said, if they're in Wisconsin, they were transported here somehow.
So we don't have any venomous spiders in Wisconsin?
We have
native.
We have black widows.
We have black widows?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's a cool name.
Oh, yeah. We had those in Arizona all the time.
That's what I would think. I was going to ask you that.
Northern black widow, but you don't see them that often. What you really see here in Wisconsin are simply orb weavers, false widows, some wolf spiders, and jumping spiders.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Me either.
I thought a wolf.
I did not mean to do this. This is one of those topics, as I said, I could talk on forever. And I know Todd right now is going, Lisa, it is 6:57. Tell us about New Wisco Weekend. So that's what I'm going
to
do.
Next time you come on, I want to talk about how they weave their webs and how quickly it's done and if they come back to the same area.
You know, in Arizona, we had in our backyard were tarantula holes. And you could tell that what tarantula cave was, wherever you want to call it, burrow. They lived in the ground, the tarantulas. And they would make a web like they're on LSD or something. It was the most, you know how most spiders you looked at?
Symmetrical?
Like,
my
gosh, that's the most perfect.
Yeah,
theirs were just the opposite, like all over the place. Uh-huh. That's how you could tell it was a tarantula hole.
As I said, y'all should schedule me. We'll talk.
Do you have scorpions in Mississippi?
In Mississippi, yes.
Oh, you do?
Lisa, it's fine. We don't have to talk about New Wisco Weekend. Just check it out tomorrow morning at 8 and Sunday.
Hey, well, let's just check it real quick, Lisa. What do you got going on? Besides, do you cover the politics?
No. The New Wisco Weekend, the only thing politically this weekend that we have is a story in our truth booth from Pete Buttigieg, which is not even political. He talks about being a father in it. We're talking about making a difference this week. We've got your guys' interview with Sam Floyd and Operation Coffee. We've got the Christine Ann Domestic Abuse Center. We've got the Dylan Family Foundation. We've got stories on the time change and falling back as well. So it's all about making a difference this week. And New Wisco Weekend airs Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11.
Listen to Lisa. I don't care what she talks about.
That's
I just love
stuff.
Her voice.
Yes.
Oh, thank you so much.
I really do. It's just got a cool thing. It's not, I like it.
How did you get the interview with Buttigieg?
Actually, he was at a function that I had to cover, and I didn't interview him. I grabbed his audio. When he told that story, I said it made a perfect truth booth segment.
Lisa Hill, we got a quick text here. This reminds me of an episode of Everybody Loves Raymond when Robbie's girlfriend ate bugs. He went over to her apartment and ended up jumping out of the window.
That was a great episode. I remember that.
Lisa Hale, you're the best.
Oh, thank you.
Have a good weekend.
Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
On the next New Wisco Weekend, make a difference and change the world. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Stories of change through music, finding your happiness, and helping others one cup at a time.
Saturday morning at 8, Sunday at 11 on WGBW and WISS.
The kick is up and wide left.
Why don't they customize the goalposts? Make them wider.
Gina Della from Pella, how'd you get into the booth?
And why just yellow? Add some green stripes.
Sure, Gina. Should they also remove the G at midfield and paint a Pella crest?
Okay, Wayne, you can't customize a football game to go the way you want, but Pella can customize your home the way you want.
Right now, get 0% interest for 60 months.
Visit PellaWI.com.
Hold your appointment on or before November 8th. Certain restrictions apply.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.